Good morning. Welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer, and we've got a great program today. We have Alan Searle from United Way. He is a Lincoln County associate. Are we to consider ourselves United Way, Benton, Lincoln County? Is that the correct way to kind of
look at where
we fit in?
It's a two-county local chapter. Benton County was founded in 54, Lincoln in 55, and then the two chapters merged in 2005. So we have staff here and also in Corvallis.
So let's take a look historically at United Way. We're talking about an organization that's really been around a long time and maybe one of the first formalized organizations of its kind?
Its origins are in Denver, Colorado in 1887. There was a lot of rural poverty, a lot of grinding poverty back in the Old West. We don't see that in the movies, of course.
Yeah.
And back then, you had what were called relief efforts or relief organizations, many of them church-related. And that's how United Way started, is some clergy and some lay people got together and realized if they raised money on behalf of the organizations that were doing the work, the organizations could focus harder on doing the work. And that's how that started. Since then, United Way has become a worldwide organization with over 1,200 chapters, of which we are one. And I want to be quick to say that we are a locally governed, locally operated chapter with local volunteers. All the money that's donated in Lincoln County works in Lincoln County. And we have a Lincoln County board and a Benton County board, and they have a shared executive committee. So it's all local governance and local control.
If one wants to see donations go internationally, is there a way to kind of navigate maybe where if you wanted to contribute internationally?
You would have to go through another organization. We are strictly local.
Got you. Mm-hmm. And is that the type of question that comes up for some individuals in terms of local donation?
We do what's called directed donations. So, for example, we traditionally have raised money in the fall through our workplace campaigns and some other times of the year occasionally, and then grant money in the spring. In fact, we've just gone through our granting process, and then the final grants will be announced after the June board meetings, which are coming up here shortly, for agencies that have local programs. You can donate for the area of education, income, or health. Those are our three main concerns. Or you can direct a donation to an organization that may be outside that, any 501c3.
So as far as our ebb and flow here in Lincoln County, United Way, when did you come onto the scene? And I think it seems like we can almost say there's a revival locally.
I've been in Lincoln County since 2005, and I've been in some sales and marketing positions and own my own business for a few years and joined the organization in October of last year. My main function is what's called development. It's raising money and working with companies who want United Way as a partner in their workplace. I also do some of what we call community impact work, which I think you and I said we were going to talk about here in a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's the engagement of United Way with agencies, the faith community, governments, and other entities, volunteers, to look at broader solutions to chronic community problems.
Well, talk about how you do raise money and how you give it to local agencies.
Well, like everyone nowadays, Casey, you can donate on our website, which is unitedwayblc.org. Typically, we have our biggest impact in the workplace because it is so easy. Your boss, Wayne Belmont, is fond of saying this, that it's the easiest, simplest, and most efficient way for an individual to give a gift, and that is through payroll deduction because your $1, $2, $5 per paycheck adds up to quite a sum at the end of the year. It's not likely that many of us are comfortable sitting down and writing a $100 check or a $200 check right out of a monthly budget. But when we take a little bit out of each paycheck, it becomes a tax deduction. It becomes a cash flow for agencies that can use that money. And it can be directed where I want it to go. If I'm interested in health issues, I can make sure all that money goes directly to health-related concerns. And we honor that at United Way to make sure that the money goes where the donor wants it to go, and we're audited on that basis. So it's fast, it's efficient, and it also creates a relationship with employees who want to do more than that. They want to advocate for their causes, and they also want to volunteer in the community through our Day of Caring events or other other events that we may organize around or support.
Yeah, it sounds to me like maybe that was one of the innovations of United Way as far as the payroll deduction that other people weren't doing, and has kind of become a standard for what you do.
For companies that allow payroll deduction, it's a very easy way to go. If a company doesn't do that or has a third-party bookkeeping system or wants to handle things in another way, there are other methods. There's ACH method where you can do a direct withdrawal out of a checking account. You can do a recurring withdrawal on a credit card. There are all these methods that we have now in real space and also on the Internet. And we'll work with any employer to find out what works best for them and for their employees. And if you are an employer, you want to find out more about United Way, find out more about how we work with our workplace partners, you can call me at 265-5812.
We're talking to Alan Searle. He is with United Way, and we'll be back on Connections in just a moment. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. Talking to Alan Searle, a Lincoln County associate with United Way. Alan, before we left at the break, we were talking about the opportunity the community has to decide where they want their contributions to go. So if an organization, a business, decides they want to do a payroll deduction, they want to bring in a charitable component to what they do, we get to meet with you.
I'm happy to find out what the interests of the business people and employees are. Every company is different. Everyone has a different interest. Some are all about youth issues. Some are about health issues. Some want to help homeless people. Some are interested in what's happening at the animal shelter, which is a little out of our purview. But if somebody wanted to donate for that type of an organization, Boy Scouts, whatever it may be, as long as they're 501, they can direct through United Way and make that happen. And I should say, with our annual granting process, that's not a United Way staff decision that's made. Mm-hmm. It is a group of local volunteers who actually go out, they review the proposals, they go out to the agencies themselves and do a site visit, interview the people who are delivering the program, and then they meet and try to do a measured count of where the money is best used across the county. And we're just one of, I mean, the county itself has its social service granting. Lincoln City has a budget for that. The city of Newport had some of that going on in recent years. And so I think one of the conversations we'd like to have is around how all of us who are able to collect and distribute this funding could work together to really move the marker on a couple of key community issues.
You know, as a business or an individual decides they want to make an impact on the community, can you just make a comment on what you've discovered, how transformative that process is?
For the individual or for the community, or both?
How about for the individual and the employer? I mean,
well, employers know that they're stewards of a lot of things. I mean, they're stewards of their own business, but they're also, in a way, stewards of the lives and livelihoods of their employees and their employees' families. They often produce goods or services that are of vital use to the community, whether it be in town or out in a rural area. And so they're a very important part of the fabric and the social health of the community. And there's been a tradition in America that there is what is called sometimes the social contract. And I want to stay away from any political considerations about what the social contract is. But it's the idea that as a community, we can come together around certain things that concern all of us. And means aren't as important as ends. And so, for example, if we, let's take the example of a child who comes to school not prepared to learn. There are several aspects to that. There may be abuse in the home. They may not have a stable place to live. They may not be living with one or more parents. They may not be getting enough to eat. All of those things affect the child's readiness to learn. And if readiness to learn is not there, then the child may drop out. The child may get in trouble. There may be legal considerations. And it multiplies over time. So What we're trying to start a conversation around at United Way with our partners in the workplace and also in the elsewhere in the community is around this idea of community impact. What can we do collectively to head this off for this child? and how can we get in on the ground floor and try to provide an environment that will keep that from happening in the first place.
So talk more about community impact. I've heard you use the word data, evidence-based. What does it mean now, and is that something that's always been a part of what you do to a degree?
It has been. It's becoming increasingly important now. Organizational theorists are fond of saying what gets measured gets done. We can talk about problems all day long. We can talk about solutions all day long. But unless we know quantitatively where we are today and where we need to be tomorrow, we can't plan a path to get there, and we can't figure out where does the county health department need to be involved, where do churches come into the picture, what other... I'll give you an example of that. So I'm on the steering committee of a local group that's put together a donation center. And the donation center is for large furniture, for people getting into transitional housing and getting into stable housing for the first time. So Samaritan House, Shangri-La, other organizations who are involved in that. They got a great donation, and we're kind of a backstop for all these organizations. South Lincoln County Resources does the same thing in Waltport. So we got this great donation of king-size comforters. Mm. Well, king-size comforters are of no use. But the Adventists have sewing circles, and they can take those. They're going to cut them into twins. So everybody has a role to play. We just need to have an organization like United Way that can look across all of these sectors and try to get the conversations moving in the right direction to figure out how we can make these things happen.
Yeah, it should translate into confidence, too, for those of us who may not be able to necessarily follow through every path of the chain where our donations are made, but that the organization is really looking at ways to do this in a way scientifically sound.
Well, and our mission statement is to increase the organized capacity of people to care for one another. We're very much into the idea of self-care. Yes, sometimes people need direct help, but we also believe that if people have an opportunity and have the means and tools to help themselves, they will do better down the line, and then they in turn can help others. And the first word of our mission statement, increase, to increase the organized capacity of people to do this, increase means you've got something you can measure, and that's where it all starts for us.
Oh, exciting. Alan Searle, United Way. He's a Lincoln County associate. We'll be back in a moment. Lincoln County Connections. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. Alan Searle, he is a United Way Lincoln County associate here with us this morning. Great information. And Alan, what's the connection between United Way and 211?
Well, we were talking about data before the break, and 211 is a great repository of data. 211 is a statewide information and referral service. So, for example, someone who has an immediate need, let's say that they've come down to the end of the month and they can either pay their rent or they can pay their power bill, or they, you know, and so they might need some emergency assistance on a one-time basis, for example. They can call 211, and 211 has in its database information about what's available in agencies right here in Lincoln County. And in fact, Lincoln County was the first rural county in Oregon that implemented the 211 system and made it local. 211 got off the ground primarily with funding from United Way chapters around the state. And it's an example of delivering on our mission of community impact. In other words, 211 as a delivery system allows the ability to head off problems before they become serious problems. Head things off so that someone can get that bill paid rather than being forced out of an apartment or being forced to do without. 211 really does that. And the last quarterly report just here in Lincoln County, the top 10 needs, number one need is shelter in Lincoln County. Number two in the last quarter was food insecurity, followed closely by rental deposit assistance. There were a lot of Medicaid questions, a lot of health information questions. In the last year, use of 211 is up 29%. From April 2013 through March of this year. There was a spike in December because a lot of people called for information about Cover Oregon. It's interesting, in Benton County, which is very electronically driven, 211info.org is where most people get their information. Here it's on the phone, mm-hmm. and it works either way. Community Services Consortium and the folks at Oregon Cascades West, like the RSVP program and so forth, they have gotten the majority of the referrals. And most of the majority of people calling are between 50 and 59 years old, almost 30% of them. So we see young families and seniors or close to being seniors using this service a lot.
Well, and it's great to have United Way, you know, driving a lot of what 211 is doing. And the fact that those phone calls, too, with the trained call taker can help you navigate other services maybe you didn't think of you needed when you called or that they were available to you, which is a nice feature.
That's a good point, and I had the privilege of sitting in on a 211 session at their headquarters in East Portland, and a woman called in who was on oxygen, living with a grandson, and she was about to lose her electricity, and she needed to have the bill paid because the oxygen machine doesn't work without the...
Yeah.
And so that was addressed, but then the caller said, well, do you and your grandson have enough to eat? Do you have other medical issues? Are there other things? So there's an assessment process that goes on, and in a very caring and yet anonymous environment, so that the whole person can be addressed by the 211 system in the same way that United Way is trying to address the whole community, look at things in a holistic fashion rather than just one moving part or another, which is what agencies obviously need to focus on.
Yeah, that's great. Upcoming events, volunteer projects you want to mention?
Sure. We are going to work. We have done Day of Caring, United Way Day of Caring, over the past few years. We have a project that we've cooked up with Seashore Family Literacy Center in Walport. They just got some new space, and they're looking at setting up community gardens, so we're going to be pulling some volunteers together to work with them in next month, in July. We'll also be involved with the Lincoln County School District Help Centers and others, including KNPT, which has an annual back-to-school drive. I talked to Dave Miller about this on Friday, and he's going to be stuffing the bus again this year, he said. And so we have some local retailers who I think will be working with us. Some local churches do events, and we think we can get a lot of publicity. And anybody who wants to volunteer, wants more information about how you can get involved, anybody who wants more information just about United Way, or if you're just lonely, you just want to call me, 265-5812. Love to talk to anyone anytime about what we do and why we do it.
And it looks to me like you also have a Facebook page. I was looking at it this morning, and it's kept up to date. I mean, it really can give you an idea of the activities that are going on. I thought that was pretty nice.
And United Way BLC is where we are on Facebook, and we like to talk a little bit about what we're doing, but also to trumpet what our service partners and workplace partners do in the community. Over in Corvallis, we're very involved with the Knights baseball team, for example, and you know that's just one of the associations. Like nationally, we're involved with the NFL, and so we have these associations that can help shine a light on important causes.
Well, thank you for coming in and talking to us today, Alan.
You're welcome, Casey. Thanks.
Have a great day. Thank you for listening. We'll see you same time, same place next week on Lincoln County Connections.